This is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program on KNDY. This week, I sat down with superintendents from Valley Heights and Marysville School Districts, Sean Spoontz and Darren Schroeder. We got to talking about new teachers and how they were both excited about getting new teachers from the elementary schools to the high schools. And Sean is no exception to getting new staff in any of his schools.
Yes, we do have some new staff on the elementary side. Taylor Kenworthy from the preschool, Emma Tryon, kindergarten, Miranda Woodyard, first grade, Angela Erickson, fifth grade, Allie Jones on the speech and drama, Ryan Ehrlich moves over from special ed to business, Tommy Tryon comes to us from the Washington School District as a PE teacher, and then Anna Miller as well moves over from the Marysville side as a special ed teacher. And then Anita Hinkle, she's doing high school English for us, so we have another new staff member.
Darren finally filled, after many years, the Spanish teacher position, along with getting a new assistant principal at the elementary school.
Yes, so at our elementary staff, we're welcoming Samantha Bartles, Kenzie Smith, Terry Harries, Bethany Trimble, and Jesse Jordan will be returning to us as our student support services person, and we will be adding Sarah Kaler as an assistant principal. At the junior senior high, we'll have Michael Downer will be returning to Marysville, and we'll also have Conan Shin fill in the position that we have not been able to fill for a couple years as our Spanish teacher. So we're very excited about that. We're not as excited that we lost one of our teachers, Michelle Pichel, to retirement. She had served our district for 23 years and did a phenomenal job, and she had a total of 31 years in education, so we will sorely miss her.
Some new changes are happening at Valley Heights. Sean talks about getting some new roofs and partnering with ROI Energy.
We do. Our facilities right now have been a major focus. Last year, we partnered with a company called DCS. They were able to provide us with information on the state of our facilities. And then from that feasibility study, we were able to develop a long-term capital outlay plan to address the needs of the district. At the end of the 23-24 school year, we approved the replacement of roofs in two of our three main facilities. Also last year, we replaced the gym roof over at the Blue Rapids Grade School gym. The replacement timeline is scheduled start on the roofs in September of this year. We've also partnered with ROI Energy in order to start with energy savings through a light replacement this year, and that project will be completed at the end of August. We also have approved a three-year HVAC replacement program, which 12 units will be replaced over that time span. And then in December, we will do a carpet replacement over at Blue Rapids Grade School. And our last major improvement will be our track replacement, which is scheduled to be completed in November of 24.
Darren talks about all the changes that are happening for his district, like new turf for the elementary playground, new press box, and new media center at the junior senior high school.
Yes, we're excited. Our MES playground, we were able to put in a new surface that meets the needs of all of our students, so it'll be accessible for all of our kids, and so they'll all have the ability to access all of the different equipment on the playground. So we're very excited about that. We also had some HVAC remodeling to our junior senior high building, where we'll have new HVAC in our auditorium, as well as some of our junior high classrooms down in our kitchen area, as well as our cafeteria. Our auditorium received new seating this year, which was much needed, along with some handicap accessibility seating that will really improve the facility. Our press box is being renovated, and it's going to be ready for the football season, so we're very excited about that as well. And also, we remodeled our media center in our junior senior high, so we're really excited about that. Some changes this school year. We've put some notices out already, but school will start at 8 o'clock this year and end at 3:15. So that'll be a change in our building times for the start and end of the day. We also have some new policies with regard to our cell phones in both buildings. So our staff will be going over that with the students and parents to begin the year. And both of those changes directly relate to our second goal of holding high academic standards. We really believe that the cell phones and the start and end times will allow more engagement by our kids, as well as our kids and our staff will miss less learning time for other activities with school getting out earlier. They won't have to miss as much class to go to those activities. So we're excited about that.
I asked both Sean and Darren about one accomplishment they're both proud of, and Sean talked about a few accomplishments, but his main accomplishment was helping others.
The one accomplishment that I take pride in as a superintendent, I would say, my main focus as a superintendent is to help others help us. And so I think I take pride in servant leadership in our district. One accomplishment that we are extremely proud of in our district is the fact that we were able to receive the National Blue Ribbon Award and also the National Distinguished ESEA Award again this year.
Darren also talked about a few accomplishments he's proud of, but he mainly talked about creating lifelong success for his students.
Working with the board, the staff, the parents, and the community members to create a district environment that ensures or is focused on creating lifelong success for all of our learners. I think that's the ultimate goal, that every student, no matter what their desires are, we want to make sure that they have a chance to be successful in life and be very, very good citizens to hopefully Marysville for the rest of their life or somewhere else in the world.
I would like to thank Sean and Darren for being the guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you'd like to listen again, you can always go to sunflowerstateradio.com and stay tuned for next weekend as two more interviews from the superintendent for Frankfort Centralia School District and the principal from Axtell Public Schools are coming your way. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.